Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's no shortage of new evidence that antimicrobial resistance, or AMR, continues to be a critical problem globally. The wartime spread of AMR disease in Ukraine and the superbugs in China causing white lung pneumonia in children last year indicate that short of a radical shift, researchers of a study of Global Strategy Lab say this problem is here to stay. For more, we're joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Isaac Weldon, a lead author of this study, a recent political science PhD graduate from York University in Toronto, and investigator with Global Strategy Lab. Thanks for joining us, Professor Weldon.
Thanks, Elise. I'm happy to be here.
So tell us first, what's been the strategy to this point to address AMR?
Yeah, so we look at the history of AMR governance, and we find that we've largely tried to address this problem as a medical issue. And so we've developed systems that are largely responsive to the challenge instead of being proactive and finding sustainable solutions that can mitigate AMR in the first place.
And those are things like overuse of antibiotics and all of that stuff that have sort of contributed to the fact that we're not really solving the problem.
Absolutely. And currently, we use antibiotics in so many different ways, so many different industries, to the point that our existing medicines are becoming less effective. And if we only focus on innovation, then we're essentially saying that this already inadequate pace of innovation needs to be accelerated to keep pace with the rising demand for new therapies.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just treating the symptoms, not the causes of AMR.
Exactly. And in order to treat the symptoms, we need to look at the ways that antibiotics are used as almost like an infrastructure in facilitating modern ways of life. And so those modern ways of life come into question as well.
Absolutely. So in this paper, and this is fascinating, it appeared in the Perspectives on Politics Journal, that's this week, you have like a five bullet point answer to sort of how we need to redirect.
Yeah. And so when we look at the history of AMR governance, we largely don't know how to respond to this challenge. But what we do is we set out these five principles as kind of a way forward to look at designing robust and adaptable institutions that can lead to a more sustainable relationship with microbes in order to preserve our ability to treat infectious disease.
Yeah, living with the superbugs is what we got to do rather than ignore, kind of keep the movement going by writing down things that everybody should know, involving the stakeholders. Talk about all of these five ways.
Yeah, and so the first one is we need to acknowledge that there's no one-size-fits-all solution, and there are no silver bullets. The reliance on silver bullets and quick fixes has contributed to the problem of AMR. And so the first thing we need to do is acknowledge that it's going to require a tough examination of many of our existing practices and adapting them for the future of antimicrobial sustainability.
And diversity practices. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure, yeah. Another principle we propose is to diversify practices. And this means that we need many different strategies to address AMR. And just like biodiversity is good for nature, having lots of different plans and strategies in place is good for human societies. This could include exploring new therapies, alternative therapies in medicine, different agricultural practices that rely less on antibiotics, more holistic approaches to health and welfare that reduces the demand for antibiotics, and also redefining what food security means and our cultural diets to be less reliant on those food products that require a lot of antibiotics in production.
And one that I thought that was fascinating that I already thought everybody was doing was records need to be kept on what works. I thought for sure that everybody would be passing all this stuff forward.
Yeah, and we're getting better at this, and we're learning lessons from other areas of global governance. And so there was recently a multi-stakeholder platform established at the global level, which is part of this effort to share best practices globally. But largely, the evidence is still coming out at local levels. And so we need to ensure that there are mechanisms in place where we can scale up this knowledge and isolate conditions for success where they exist.
Thank you so much for joining us. This was fascinating.
Great. Thank you for having me.
That's Isaac Weldon. He's a lead author of this study, a recent political science PhD graduate from York University in Toronto. It's researchers of a study by Global Strategy Lab working on AMR, which is antimicrobial resistance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.